views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub from Empowerment Radio as he addresses some of the most prevailing challenges in our day-to-day lives. Find out how you can use the power of your mind to overcome self-sabotaging patterns and build a solid foundation of confidence and self-respect. Learn cutting-edge tools and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. This is the time to empower yourself. Now, here's your host, Dr. Friedemann Schaub.
Hello and welcome to Empowerment Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. And like always, on the first and third Wednesday of each month, we are talking about topics that I feel all of us are at some point struggling with, topics that often people don't talk about, but there are real solutions. Topics such as insecurity, like insomnia, how do you deal with conflict, how do you deal with difficult people at work, and as today, how do you deal with feeling tired? How many of you do feel tired? You know, on the West Coast, it's just 11 o'clock, so maybe it's the beginning of the day and you already want to just go to bed or wedge out in front of the TV. Or you may just feel in general that whenever you get up in the morning, there is just a weight around your ankles that makes you drag yourself through the day. So why are we tired? What really is it? Is it that we don't get enough rest? Is it that there is something wrong with us? I mean, of course, there are physiological reasons to being tired. There are people that are struggling with the low thyroid function. Anemia can be a problem. That chronic fatigue, which is not really clear where it comes from. Burnout. And of course, also chronic stress and depression. All of those things can create a sense of fatigue, exhaustion, and a lack of energy. And it is important that you, if you feel tired and if you do not have enough energy during the day, that you look out for help and try to find out the reasons, whether mentally, emotionally, physiologically, and then also get support to heal those causes of your fatigue. Now, but what I'm talking about is a tiredness that most of us are struggling with. There was a study that showed recently that 76% of workers are feeling when they are at work that they want to have a nap. And in fact, 15% do fall asleep several times per week at the workplace, simply because somehow they do feel there is a general sense of fatigue and exhaustion that overcomes them as soon as Sunday evening or Monday morning arrives. So that's what I want to talk about. What is really the tiredness about? What is taking our energy? Why is it that we are not getting out of bed with a spring in our feet, in our legs, and looking forward to it? Is there something we can do better? So the topic of today is the five bad habits you may have that make you feel tired. Now, this is not about blaming. This is not about pointing fingers. This is not about feeling bad. This is simply for you to realize, I didn't even know that I'm doing this. I was draining my energy, poking holes in myself, and I wasn't aware of it. And so we're going to get right to it. But if you have any questions about tiredness, what it may be, any of the topics, the habits we're going to talk about, there is anything you would like to comment on or share, call in at 888-418-6890. That's again, 888-418-6890. And you can also, through the chat box on transformationradio.com, directly ask any questions you may have. Now, the first bad habit I would like to address is a habit that I think probably when you know it, when you, you know, learn more about it, you can realize, oh, wow, I am actually doing this quite often. And that is the habit of building up inner resistance. Now, what is resistance? Well, resistance is basically anything that causes friction, anything that makes us feel like we're swimming upstream, anything that makes us struggle with ourselves, with our circumstances, with the people around us. So resistance is certainly, you know, just by definition, something that takes energy away from us, something that can be quite exhausting in itself. Now, think about today. When you got up, did you greet the day with positive thoughts? Were you looking forward to something? Were you feeling like, wow, I'm so excited to meet my colleagues and I'm gonna give my boss a big hug. And when I come home, I can't wait to see my children that probably gonna scream and yell and run around and make a big mess. And how many of those positive thoughts did you have? Maybe not too many. Most of the times we are thinking about things more in critical ways, in judgmental ways. We are building up stories, stories of assumptions, stories of expectations. That's going to not be good. That's going to be rather difficult. We are looking back at past events and failures and shortcomings, and we are basically expecting the same thing to happen over and over again. I had a client who told me about her marriage. She was married since 10 years. And at some point, early on in the marriage, she really figured out that somehow she and her husband are not on the same page. She felt like he was someone who wasn't really open to her and who wasn't really compassionate and who wasn't really willing to share how he felt. And so pretty much early on in the first year, she felt there was a disconnect. And that disconnect, of course, creates then more negative thoughts. You're looking more closely. You're picturing more like the person as someone who is an annoyance. Everything he did was for her a sign that he doesn't really care. Whether he was listening to her intently when she was talking about her work, but then he didn't give her any advice, he was just nodding. That was a sign that truly he didn't really care about giving her any kind of support. Whether he was at times withdrawing himself when she was angry because he didn't want to make that situation worse, it was interpreted once again as him just not being into it. And so over the times, over the years, and this was going on for 9 more years, she felt a resistance to her marriage, a resistance to her relationship just when she woke up. Just his mere sight already created some kind of drain through frustration, irritation, disappointment. And every time, of course, she let the anger out, she felt more sad and also more fatigued and exhausted afterwards. Now, in our session, we talked about resistance. We talked about how she had created this frame around her husband, which didn't really give him any chance to prove himself and show that he does love and care. Man, after all, he was still in it. After all the criticism and all the insults and all the judgment, he still stayed with her. So isn't that a sign that he actually deeply cared and that he was in it for the long run? Well, she hadn't really thought about this in this way. And so as a homework, she was supposed to focus only on the things that she appreciates about him. The little things, maybe as little as him putting the toilet seat down after he went, rather than keeping it up. Maybe as little as he was still waiting to open her door at the car even though they were still married, already married since 10 years, even as little that he was not yelling back when she was angry at him. So she was simply supposed to look back and look forward to things that she can appreciate. And that changed everything. He changed the frame around it because all of a sudden she saw that the resistance got less and less, and there was more and more an opening to embrace him, an opening to communicate with him, an opening to have actually a connection. So one day they went away for a little weekend vacation, and she set the intention, this is a time where I really fully reconnect with him because I'm telling him everything I've felt and I see how he responds. And so not with anger, not with resistance, she opened up and she told him what she was missing, but also how she could see that she was, through the resistance and through the frame of judgment and criticism and disappointment, didn't really see him clearly. And just that in itself opened him up to share with her more how he was feeling and what he was missing and why he was still having hope and why he was still seeing the woman that he fell in love with originally. And within that weekend and the weeks after, where they continued to meet each other with open eyes, with open hearts, and without resistance, not only what was the relationship much better, but this client woke up much happier. She had joy. She had little butterflies in her belly even, and she did embrace this relationship more as something that gave her energy and gave her happiness and gave her a sense of fulfillment, rather than seeing it as a huge weight and a huge drain around her ankles. And I think when we are just approaching our awareness, or when we are using our awareness, whether it's to our work, our relationships, our family, whatever it is, and see there is maybe resistance. You can see this through negative thoughts. You can see this through the emotions that are coming up. You can see this through the patterns and how you're treating those around you. If you are changing your view, your resistance, and look for the things that you appreciate, and also look for the things that you can do to change those situations and improve them, you're not only feeling more empowered, you will guaranteed have more energy. So we're going to look into other bad habits after the break, so stay tuned. Are you anxious, worried, or insecure? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I'm the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar, which starts on September 10th. This program has helped thousands of people worldwide to overcome their struggles with anxiety, and I'm certain it can also help you. If you're ready to be free again and have a stronger foundation of inner peace and confidence, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
It's that time of the year again. The Woman of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival is right around the corner. Join us on October 1st from 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at North Seattle Community College Conference Center. Admission is free. Festivities include arts and crafts, energy healers, intuitive readers, delicious food, and more. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womanofwisdom.org. That is womanofwisdom.org. And we'll see you there.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Welcome back to Empowerment Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Friedman Schaub, and we are talking today about being tired, being exhausted, and how come that this may be something that you have been living with for quite some time. Now, I mentioned before the break that there are five habits, and the first habit we looked at was the habit of creating resistance. And one thing I want to mention about resistance also is that it often feels in our body as if there is a tension around us. There is a contraction inside of us. And so even if you're not really aware of your thoughts at the beginning, you may be more aware of your emotions, like stress or dread. And if you're not aware of those emotions, just notice how your body reacts, what your body is doing. And if your body doesn't feel open and relaxed, if your body has this kind of tension every time you go into a certain situation, this is certainly an energy drain. And you have a choice and you have a possibility to change that by shifting out of the resistance more into an empowered stance of appreciating, of accepting, or as I said before, looking for ways to make a change, to make a difference. The second bad habit, which when I heard about this the first time myself, which was about 15 years ago, I really was completely blown away because I never had thought about it. I felt like, you know, wow, there are so many of those and I didn't even realize it. And so are you ready? It is the habit of the tolerations. Now, what are tolerations? Well, if you look around in your house, on your desk at work, in your car, you may find things that you're simply tolerating. They bug you. You're feeling like somehow life is a little bit harder because of it, but for some reason, you don't find the energy to change them. So this can be, for example, a messy desk. So you know that it would take about 10, 15 minutes to just organize your desk, but you prefer to just keep it as it is, look around for the paper that you need, try to find the mouse underneath that mountain of stuff that has been piling up there, but you're not making a change. Same thing with, you know, for me, it was a toaster. There was this one toaster we had at that time, and every day when I made breakfast, either it didn't work or it burned the toast. And it drove me nuts in the moment. But for 6 months until I heard about tolerations, I didn't do anything about it. The energy that I was expending through frustration and anger, I didn't realize how much it actually is draining you. Classic example is the light bulb in the hallway. Every day you stumble through the hallway in the morning and every day you hit yourself somehow because you don't see anything, but still that light bulb doesn't get changed. It just remains broken. Now, there are these tolerations we have, and why is it that we don't change them? Now, this is where the subconscious comes in, and for anyone who knows about my work. I am focusing in my work, in that coaching and healing work I'm doing, very much on the subconscious mind and how the subconscious mind affects us and how the subconscious mind can help us to have lives free of anxiety with greater sense of ease and confidence. Now, the subconscious mind is mainly responsible for habits, patterns, and beliefs. So whatever we are doing consistently usually has something to do with the subconscious mind. Now, that's the beauty about being aware of a pattern like the tolerations, that you can ask yourself, what does it actually say about me? When I ask myself why I'm not changing the batteries in the remote control, why am I not cleaning up the desk, why I'm still not emptying the boxes that are piling up in the bedroom and every night I have to climb over them to get to bed, why am I not doing this? And if you get deeper to the answers, you may notice that there are beliefs about yourself that prevent you from doing this. The belief could be that you're first saying, well, I'm too busy. I really don't have time for that. But then you wonder, why is it more important to do something at work or help your buddy to clean a boat? Or why is it more important to just do something for someone else in general than taking care of yourself? Is that maybe a sense of you don't deserve it? You are not really worth it. It's more important to give to others than give to yourself. If you are feeling that your desk is piled up in a mess, is there maybe a belief inside of you that you don't want to throw anything away because you may need it? For years, I have taken notes during my sessions, and sometimes I had great inspirations that I really knew I want to put into my next book, but the sheets were piling up. I didn't have the time to really go through them always. And so at some point, they were messing up my desk. Now, my belief was, well, this was a brilliant insight. And what if I just throw it away and I'm losing that brilliant insight? And I was not believing that this insight is not on the paper. It's actually inside of me. And I can find it again if I need to. Maybe you have a problem with paying your bills and you procrastinate around it and you see a stack of bills also that's mounting at the doorway or when you come in on the kitchen counter. What does that say about you? What is it, the belief that prevents you from really taking care of this? And what is it what allows that bill stack to drain your energy, because it creates an energy drain, even though if you don't want to think about it, even though you put these out of sight and you focus on something else, you want to distract yourself, there is a part of you that just knows this is not done. There is an issue. So what is it? Is it that you feel like that you don't want to spend money because you have scarcity consciousness or consciousness of lack? Is it that you feel like that everything that you have spent money on wasn't really worth it? Is it that you're worrying about not having enough in general, and so you want to hoard things and hold on to them rather than giving out freely and creating more room for more? So allow yourself through these tolerations to get a better understanding of what are your belief sets are. What are your core beliefs? Now, core beliefs don't change by just noticing them. Sometimes we have to go deeper. We have to understand, where does the lack of self-worth comes from? Where does that need to please, which then basically often ends up in not pleasing yourself, come from? Where does that feel of not deserving, that feeling of not being good enough come from, that then also can show up in how your environment looks like and what you're tolerating about your environment? All of those things can be addressed on a subconscious level. And this is what I'm specializing in. This is what I'm helping people with. This is that breakthrough and empowerment work I have been doing for a long time. So if you want to know more about it, just go to the fearandanxietysolution.com. It could be also called the stuckness solution. You don't have to only struggle with fear and anxiety in order to really benefit from this work. If you feel there is something holding you back in life, just like these tolerations, Let's explore what we can do to overcome the root causes so that you can live more freely and move through life with greater ease without stumbling and without really feeling that you're losing your energy left and right. Now, I just mentioned these tolerations, but one of the tolerations that I think is very common and very deep, and we will talk more about this after the break, is a toleration on how other people treat us. So many people accept and tolerate to be treated by their colleagues, by their family members, maybe even by their spouses or by their kids, without care, without respect, without kindness, without consideration, putting up, shutting up, and just moving on. That is one of those big tolerations which can really suck the life out of us. It's like little piranhas that are eating away on us, because even though we feel, oh, we want to just avoid conflict, oh, we don't want to rock the boat, oh, it doesn't lead to anything, they don't change, so why even try? All excuses. But what it does to us, how much it damages us, how much of the life force we have inside it takes away from us, we are not aware of that. And let's see what we can do about this. What can we do? This is the third habit, to stop suppressing our right to express ourselves. How can we stop to deny ourselves that right to be who we are, to speak up on our behalf, to be the advocate for what we need and what we deserve? Let's talk about it after the break. We will be right back.
Are you anxious, worried, or insecure? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I'm the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar, which starts on September 10th. This program has helped thousands of people worldwide to overcome their struggles with anxiety, and I'm certain it can also help you. If you're ready to be free again and have a stronger foundation of inner peace and confidence, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. As technology uses the healing and psycho-spiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltech chair.
The Soltech Lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic field induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to soltechwellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, well-being.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedemann Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedemann Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Welcome back to Empowerment Radio. We are talking about tiredness today. I hope you're not tired of listening to tiredness and get a little bit energized. Get the feeling of, yeah, I can see things that I can change already. I can change how I frame my day and look forward to things rather than already resent them. I can change how my environment looks like and maybe clean up a little bit and remember the things that, for example, I talked about in the insomnia show, where we talked about how important it is to have the bedroom clutter-free, a zen zone, a place where your mind doesn't get stimulated, but can actually completely go inside and relax and replenish. So these are all things that you right now can do. And many of you probably can see, well, if I just do these little things, it may be an investment of a few minutes, an hour, 2 hours. But if I can feel more energy as a result of it, it's a good investment. We just talked before the break about this suppression of ourselves because we are tolerating other people treating us a certain way. I often hear clients tell me that it's not the overt judgment that they fear. It's more the looks. It's that sense of not belonging of other people, their peers. Clients tell me they are not daring to wear colorful clothes because they feel that the other mothers that pick up the kids at school will judge them for wearing something red or yellow, well, all of them are more in the beige or in the black zone. And others say that they just feel like whenever they want to say something, whenever they feel like, you know, at lunch they have a little story to tell, there is no reaction. There is just the chewing and maybe the blank stare. And so that's when they feel, well, people are not interested. I have really nothing to offer. So I'm just going to make myself small and hold myself back. Now, what we don't realize is every time we do that, we are really using a lot of force to suppress a natural desire of our being to express, to expand, to create. I mean, look around nature. It's happening all the time. We have a big garden. How many times do I have to weed it? Because there is a constant explosion of little plants that just want to be there, that just want to grow. You can see this all over, that this need to expand is just what the energy of the universe is, what we are driven by. So if you are doing the opposite and you constantly suppress that need and you're contracting because you're feeling this is the only way to keep yourself safe. Well, guess what? It's not really safe. Maybe it keeps you away from judgment and criticism. Maybe you're not standing out, so you're having better chances to fit in. Maybe it gives you a sense of belonging, even though you're the silent one who doesn't really have any kind of personality, but at least you don't feel rejected. Well, at the end, what's not safe about it is that you are hurting yourself, that you are basically draining so much of your life force energy by not allowing yourself to be as outspoken, as big, as creative, as expressive as you want to be on a deep level. So how do you fix that? What can you do about it? Well, obviously, because it's scary to do any kind of change, we do this in small steps. Now, besides addressing the root causes, and I talked about that this is something that we can certainly do in sessions, but besides that, you want to really take the steps that immediately make some kind of impact on you. I talked about this client who started a conversation with her husband that she also felt somehow suppressed by. just by his apparent negligence. Well, this could be you doing the opposite of what you used to do. Rather than being maybe spiteful and feeling resentful, but doing this silently, you can at least write about it. You can at least see it on paper. You can at least express that energy out so that it doesn't stay in your mind and jumbles up everything else there. Maybe you are the one who feels, well, in my friendships, I can only be the listener because nobody really likes to hear what I have to say. And they're really more superficial or more gossipy. So I don't want to really partake in this. And so what if you become the one who is more the outspoken one? But you speak about things that interest you. You may even be able to change the topic if there is some negativity coming up, if there is something about gossiping behind other people's back. You could just bring the conversation into a different direction, something that's more positive or more uplifting. Or if you have been always the friend who is the shoulder for others to cry on, just turn the table and to that same person who always comes to you, go to that person and just share maybe your intention to have more energy, your intention to, how I call it, play opposite George, which is that character from Seinfeld who at some point decided, I'm going to be not who I used to be, I'm going to be just the opposite. And his whole life, at least for a very short amount of time, turned around and he had all the success with women and money and because he didn't hold himself back anymore. You can also just do that wearing of something different. Maybe you have a little bit of colorful scarf on, or you wear green socks, or maybe you just go without a tie home from work, just trying to mixing it up a little bit. Finding ways for you to express yourself and not holding yourself back. Finding ways for you just to notice where especially there is that tension inside of you that makes you feel I need to hold it together. And then doing something that may be the opposite can be extremely gratifying and empowering. Now, personally, for me, it has been always this need to be that peacemaker that prevented me from, just when I already grew up, from being someone who has his own opinion. For me, one of the biggest changes in my life was when it comes to expressing myself, was to learn to say no. When people that, especially in my family, were used for me to be the diplomat, the one that always fixes any conflicts and is listening to all the sides and bringing them somehow together, I think that was a designed role my parents gave me early on. Once I actually figured out, this is exhausting, this is not what I want to do anymore, and I said no, just that simple no, was a huge release of energy because I felt finally I have the power to create boundaries. If you are at work and you feel there are people always mistreating you, or they are just criticizing you, or they are taking advantage of you, or they are piling up work on you, saying no, that boundary is a form of self-expression. It's a form of self-care that in itself can give you a lot of energy because you are giving yourself more room to be true to yourself. So that is a wonderful ending or a stopping of that energy drain of suppression. Now, another habit that I find is something that we probably all more or less are guilty off is the habit of negligence of our own needs. And I'm talking here very specifically negligence of our physical needs. Now, when you look at how you treat your car, you're driving along and all of a sudden there may be some kind of a light flashing at the dashboard and oh, you get into a panic. Well, we all do because I don't know what that means. I'm not a mechanic. And so there is maybe even a little message blinking that says, find a garage right now or stop your vehicle. Okay, that's doing it. You're not putting the pedal to the metal. You're not just cruising along. You are stopping and you take care of your car. Why? Because you depend on your car. It's an important investment. It's something you don't want to break. You don't want to pay a lot of money for a bigger repair. So you want to fix it as soon as possible. Now, is that the same way you're treating your body? Is that the same way you're taking care of yourself when you have little lights flashing in your physical form? For example, when you have pain, do you always attend to it? Or do you just say, ah, it's going to go away, it's nothing bad? Or when you feel like you are hungry, how often do we just override that very basic sensation and feel like, no, I don't have time for this, I need to attend a meeting, or maybe I'm shoving something inside, but I'm not really listening to what my body wants. I had a client who was so in the mindset of being busy and having to work hard, and he was running a business, so there was no room for looking at his own needs, that he lived literally, I'm not lying, he literally lived for weeks at a time of Diet Coke and Twinkies. And that's all he ate, and that's all that he lived from. And at some point, his body naturally rebelled. He had so much pain, sciatic pain, that he couldn't get out of bed anymore. He couldn't go to work anymore. And he had to listen to what his body actually was saying. At some point, your body will make you understand that it's not made out of titanium, but it needs some kind of a TLC and some kind of support. Now, we need to look at this, because this is something that can also create friction inside. It can drain a lot of energy. When we are moving around in a vehicle, our body, and expecting it to always function, but we never give back to it, the moving around will cost way more energy than when we are spending a little bit of time to rejuvenating it, supporting it, and giving it what it needs. We will talk more about this after the break, but if you have any questions, write on the dashboard or call in the number, which I always forget, which is 888-418-6890. We will be right back.
Are you anxious, worried, or insecure? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I'm the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar, which starts on September 10th. This program has helped thousands of people worldwide to overcome their struggles with anxiety, and I'm certain it can also help you. If you're ready to be free again and have a stronger foundation of inner peace and confidence, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at maryjanemack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit maryjanemack.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Welcome to Empowerment Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Friedman, and we talk about tiredness and how we can stop the energy to drain from us. And before the break, I mentioned that the bad habit of not taking care of our body and expecting our body just to always be there for us without really giving a lot back to it can also create a huge drain of life force, a huge drain of energy. So just notice, what are the little things you can do right now to give a little bit back and not just feel that you're beating your body into submission by forcing it more and more to give than it really has? I mean, I had this bad habit when I was in cardiology as a physician in a big hospital that I literally thought I was so busy that I didn't have any time to eat, to drink, to go to the bathroom. And only when I felt lightheaded, only when I really felt like, okay, I cannot stand anymore and I cannot focus anymore, then I saw, oh, it's time maybe to eat something. And what I ate wasn't really good. And then in the evening, to relax myself, I had a glass of wine or two. That wasn't really good for me either. So all of those things are basically habits where we are forcing our body to perform, to relax or to be on it. Whether it's we are pushing it with energy drinks and caffeine or chocolate, or we are just forcing it to relax with self-medication, at the end, it really doesn't get what it needs. So pay attention how you can feed your body more, how you can give it more rest. Maybe your body tells you it wants to eat something differently. Maybe your body says, I want to have more water. Just listen to your body. These are things you can certainly explore. And if you have any questions, just email me at info@thefearandanxietysolution.com. Also, if you want to do some work on getting unstuck and learning to feel more stress-free, more confident, and ultimately also more self-loving, we can work on that. Just set up a free phone consultation with me and through emailing at info@thefearandanxietysolution.com. The last point I want to make about the habit, and there are many other habits, but these are five habits I was guilty of, and I think most people can relate at least to one or two of them. That last habit is that habit of not giving us enough joy. You know, there's one thing to go through the maintenance of life, and life is often about just maintaining. It's starting with cleaning and eating and going to sleep and brushing the teeth and going to work and keeping up the house, and it's a lot of maintenance. And at some point, it just becomes kind of a drudgery. It becomes kind of a routine, and that in itself can create this friction of what's the point? Why am I doing this anyhow? If we don't have any goals, if we don't have anything to look forward to, if there is not something that puts us in tension, meaning that we have an intention that pulls us forward towards something we can maybe enjoy, whether it's just taking a new class and feeling like, well, I always wanted to learn glass blowing, that would be cool to experience. Whether it's a vacation that you have planned, whether it's maybe that you're saying, you know, I want to also expand my knowledge at work and maybe take there that what I'm offering to the next level. Have goals, have certain things that bring you joy, certain maybe routines that allow you to make your life more colorful. All of those things give us energy. How do we know that? Well, how did you feel when you were truly in love? You know, that feeling of that young, blossoming love. You just feel excited about each other. You feel you have an agreement, but you're still having a little insecurity. I mean, whenever I was in that state, I had all the energy in the world and I couldn't really sleep. And probably I was on adrenaline a lot, but it was something to look forward to. There was just really this drive to explore, to find out, to move towards something that my heart desired. That's just one of those examples that tells you that it's also important to stop the drain of that just living from day to day in this routine. But it gives you energy because there is something internally mobilized that wants to, again, create, experience, enjoy. So make a little list of the things that you used to enjoy, things that you remember. Oh, that was fun. I liked that. Walking on the beach barefoot, meeting friends on Sunday morning for brunch. Why don't I do this anymore? Going with my spouse on a date to movies and having sushi afterwards. We haven't done this in years. Bring that back. Make a list together with the person that you're with, and then commit to at least once a week, do one of those activities, because that brings also just such a positive and in many ways life-affirming, life-rewarding energy back into your life. So what I would like you to do is just for 2 minutes, close your eyes, unless you're driving or working on heavy machinery, and allow yourself to scan across your day today or the days behind you and look for those energy drains. Look for the drains that you can see really have been ultimately responsible for your lack of energy, maybe your lack of enjoyment, your lack of maybe even hope. Can you see that there is resistance, that you are looking at certain situations in your life too negative? The expectation it's just going to repeat itself without feeling that you have the power to change it. Has your environment been draining your energy by you just allowing it to become chaotic, piled up, feeling there is clutter all over the place or unfinished business that you somehow have procrastinated around? Do you feel that you have been allowing people to treat you in a way that you really deserve not? You feel that you deserve more respect, more kindness, more support, but you haven't really spoken up for yourself. You haven't expressed yourself. Or do you feel in general that you have been holding yourself back, that you have been suppressing your need to be that fully actualized, authentic self, which we are all striving for? Have you ignored your body? Do you feel like that you were just not really paying attention to what it tries to tell you? Your body is your ally. It's not a utilitarian vehicle. It is ultimately your friend who communicates with you all the time. But if you're shutting your friend out, if you're not paying attention to what it says, how can that be a healthy relationship? How does that not create conflict and struggle inside that again drains a lot of energy? And finally, have you looked for enough joy in your life? Have you enriched your week, maybe even your day, with little pleasures, little things to just look forward to? Maybe you know right now it's a season of blueberries or blackberries, but they are $4.50 and you just don't allow yourself to have them, even though just the thought of them makes your mouth water. Maybe you know there is this walk that you really love and it always replenishes you, but you feel like, oh, there is so much work at home, I cannot allow myself that pleasure. Allow yourself and your life to be fed by things that you look forward to, just like you want to feed your body with things that nourish it. Allow yourself to gain energy by getting out of the rut of the sameness and mixing it up, making it more interesting, having goals. Feel that you can be like this woman I saw the other day at a wedding, who was 76 years old, but she was dancing with the 30-year-olds. She was rocking it out. She was in the center while everyone was clapping, and she was just agile and fun, and she didn't care about her age or what it looked like. Or that 73-year-old that is right now, after he retired, doing a PhD in quantum physics just for the fun of it, just because he wants to stay connected to the young people and the knowledge at the edge of science. just allow yourself to continuously look forward to something, have little goals, allow to express your joy, your heart, and notice how it will give you more energy and a greater sense of fulfillment than what you may have right now. Good. So set your intention to make a difference, to empower yourself, and to look forward to this day with a greater sense of, this is my day and I'm owning it. And then you can open your eyes again. Welcome back. Well, another hour went by in the fly. So thank you very much for tuning in and for listening. Thank you for sending me. Sometimes people send me afterwards either comments or questions. I really appreciate this. You can reach me at info@thefearandanxietysolution.com or find out more about my work at thefearandanxietysolution.com. Until next time, in 2 weeks, I'm your host, Dr. Friedman Schaub. Take good care of yourself and stay empowered.
You've been listening to Empowerment Radio with Dr. Friedemann Schaub. Join Dr. Friedemann the first and third Wednesday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific as he addresses some of the most prevailing challenges of our daily lives. Discover how you can use the power of your mind to overcome stress, anxiety, and overwhelm and create a solid foundation of confidence and self-esteem. Learn cutting-edge tools so that you can approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. To learn more about what Dr. Schaub can do for you, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.